Kepler and Tess Observations of PG 1159-2035, by Gabriela Oliveira da Rosa et al. PG 1159-2035 is the prototype of the Dove Hot Pre-White Dwarf Pulsators. It was observed during the Kepler satellite K2 mission for 69 days in 59S cadence mode and by the TESS satellite for 25 days in 20S cadence mode. We present a detailed astroseismic analysis of those data. We identify a total of 107 frequencies representing 32L equals 1 modes, 27 frequencies representing 12L equals 2 modes, and 8 combination frequencies. The combination frequencies and the modes with very high K values represent new detections. The multiplet structure reveals an average splitting of 4.0 plus or minus 0.4 MUHZ for L equals 1 and 6.8 plus or minus 0.2 MUHZ for L equals 2, indicating a rotation period of 1.4 plus or minus 0.1 days in the region of period formation. In the Fourier transform of the light curve, we find a significant peak at 8.904 plus or minus 0.003 MUHZ suggesting a surface rotation period of 1.299 plus or minus 0.002 days. We also present evidence that the observed periods change on timescales shorter than those predicted by current evolutionary models. Our astroseismic analysis finds an average period spacing for L equals 1 of 21.28 plus or minus 0.02 s. The L equals 2 modes have a mean spacing of 12.97 plus or minus 0.4 s. We performed a detailed astroseismic fit by comparing the observed periods with those of evolutionary models. The best fit model has TEF equals 129,600 plus or minus 11,100 kelvins, mass M equals 0.565 plus or minus 0.024 msun, and log G equals 7.41 plus 0.38 to 0.54, within the uncertainties of the spectroscopic determinations. We argue for future improvements in the current models, e.g., on the overshooting in the He burning stage, as the best fit model does not predict excitation for all the pulsations detected in PG 1159-2035. This was Kepler and Tess Observations of PG 1159-2035, by Gabriela Oliveira da Rosa et al.